Are you ready to change the life of a child today? Many children right in your community need loving homes. For over 40 years, Remy Vista has been providing for the needs of at-risk children by giving them the opportunity for a new start and a better future through foster care. We offer training, professional social workers, and financial support so that you can change the life and the future of a child in your home. For more information, call 893-4784. Become a part of the Remy Vista family. That's 893-4784. Kathy Sew & Vac is Chico's sewing machine and vacuum authority, specializing in parts, sales, and service. Family-owned and operated for over 35 years, Kathy Sew & Vac has a huge inventory and knowledgeable staff to take care of all of your sewing and vacuum needs. Stop by Kathy Sew & Vac today on Cohasset Road across from Kmart. That's Kathy Sew & Vac, Chico's sewing machine and vacuum authority.
Did you know one out of three Chico households has unwanted junk? Junk can start out as a small problem, but as it grows, it can become a real health hazard. Don't drown in a pile of your own garbage.
Call Junk King today.
888-888-JUNK. That's 888-888-5865. When you think junk removal, remember Junk King. Call today. 888-888-JUNK.
Mention this ad for $25 off any load or $50 off a full load.
Junk King.
And Andy's Bullseye Repair.
Specializing in auto glass repair from bullseyes to full glass replacement. All insurance and major credit cards accepted. Call for a free estimate at 877-7387, 877-7387.
Welcome to the big show.
He could go all the way.
To the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Is there a heaven? Oh, yeah. It's the place dreams come true.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
Hello, everybody. July 10th, 2013. Glad you could join us. For the next few weeks, we're talking about God's chosen people, Israel. Are the Jews still God's chosen people? We're going to hear from all sides. Yesterday, we heard from, I guess it's called the pro-Zionist side. I think that's what we call it, where they believe that, indeed, that God's covenant with Abraham and Israel is eternal, and it's continuing even now. And its special favor is bestowed upon the people of Israel because of his promise to Abraham. All those centuries ago. But not everybody agrees with that. There's different viewpoints. And we want to bring on Donald Jordan, whose sermons are actually broadcast on this station Saturdays and Sundays at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Sermons on KKXX Saturday and Sunday at 1 o'clock. He's also the pastor at the Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church in Chico. Good morning, Pastor Jordan. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah, I'm doing well, too. I'm glad you're on the show. I really do find this conversation stimulating. And again, I don't really have any kind of opinion on it, but I think you do. And I'll just open up the floor. And maybe you could just take as much time as you want to help us understand the debate. Because I want to hear you understand the other side, and if you could maybe help explain the other side and then explain how you feel about it.
Sure, and absolutely. I will speak from the perspective as a pastor in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, because I represent that official doctrine based on Scripture and our Lutheran confessions. I believe there are two questions in which we can frame this discussion and argument and debate. Number one, politically, in a secular way, does Israel today have a right to this land there in Palestine? I'm not going to deal with that. I'll leave that to the politicians, to the pundits, and so on, as a private citizen. Mm-hmm. That's one issue, whether politically they should have that land or not. And of course, it's been a horrid history for them throughout the years, for thousands of years, back and forth. But secondly, I would like to frame the theological argument and discuss it in this way. Does Israel or the Jews, do they still have a favored place in God's plan according to the Scripture? And scripturally, can they say that's our land? Earlier, we were talking about even this question of rights and so on. Do we have a right to this? Do we have a right to that? And I would contend that nobody has a right to anything as a Christian, as a follower of Christ. It's all by mercy. It's all by a free gift in Jesus. So I want to deal with that. Now, Christians look at this in Genesis 12, Genesis 17, that God gave this promise to Abraham of the land, of circumcision, of the covenants, and so on. And he called it an everlasting covenant. And he was to have that country. So he went from the Ur of the Chaldees. He journeyed into Canaan. God took the Canaanites out and gave the land to Abraham. He also had a promise of a seed, which means offspring, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There is a genealogy, and a bit later I'm going to get to that because Jesus is from the seed of Abraham, from that lineage and that genealogy. The promise of the land is there, and of course the promise of the blessing, that God would bless those who blessed Abraham. So clearly the land was given to Abraham as a free gift. Now God chose Abraham out of all the people in the world that existed for his reasons, known only to God, but it was a free gift. There wasn't anything special in Abraham. He didn't deserve it. Free gift. So they go to that land, and then it goes back and forth after that historically, of course. We can read this in Scripture. There is the division of the kingdoms, Israel and Judah, the northern kingdom, the southern kingdom. You have the fall of the north in 722 BC by the Assyrians. Then you have the fall of the south in 586 by the Babylonians. They were taken into captivity. They come back. Then they rebuild the temple. Then the Greeks come in. The Greeks plunder them. Then the Romans come in. I'm fast-forwarding now to the New Testament. Pontius Pilate, the governor of Judea, Roman governor. So they were oppressed. And then they had those Roman wars a little bit later. In 70 AD, the temple's destroyed and so on. Then we've got 2,000 years of history. We don't have time for that on this show
but
today.
But during all of that time, God did protect. He kept his word that Israel was protected. The enemies of Israel were beaten down. Those who supported the Jewish people, they were given special favor. I mean, all of that existed through all of that time.
God preserved those people because from that lineage would come the Savior. God's goal was Christ. He wanted to bring the Savior from that lineage. So even if they weren't in that land, he still preserved that lineage. And that's the eternal covenant that we have in Jesus. So now we fast forward this even to the New Testament then and ask this question, what was Christ Jesus' attitude towards these kind of things? Now, what's interesting to me, when I read the Gospels, Christ had no interest in the political world and that whole geopolitical matter. Mm-hmm. In fact, he told Pilate, my kingdom is not of this world. He never alluded to setting up an earthly kingdom in the land of Israel. He talked about the kingdom of God being near through baptism, through the gospel, through the forgiveness of sins. And Christ's whole goal was the cross, redemption, and salvation. And he gave us no hint at all about establishing an earthly kingdom there. Now, he did say in John 4 that salvation is of the Jews when he spoke to the woman at the well. Clearly, the covenants, the salvation, the redemption came from the Jewish man we call Christ Jesus. Absolutely. Our whole identity as Christians really is wrapped up in Judaism of the Old Testament. And that much is very, very clear theologically. There's no doubt about that. But Jesus saw no future need of a temple in that land. He said, you know, the temple's going to be destroyed, but you raise my body up. My body is the new temple, and so on. Revelation 20 talks about the new heavens, the new earth. And there we have the fulfillment of what we call this old covenant in the new covenant in the blood of Jesus Christ. And so rather than having an emphasis on the land, what we have is an emphasis on redemption in Christ, which is our current situation today.
Boy, we're going to be talking this for a few weeks. This is so interesting. Pastor Donald Jordan, Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church, we're going to continue our discussion. We're talking about are the Jews still God's chosen people now that Christ, when Christ came? There's a lot of interesting discussion about this. We'll continue it right after this short break.
Jerry O'Lennon here for ABC Books. If you're looking to save money and get quality new and used books, try ABC Books in Chico. They're at the corner of East and Cohasset near Walgreens. Stop in, say hi to their friendly staff. They can show you how you can save 50 to 90% off new and used books. You never know what hidden gems you may find there. Call ABC Books today at 893-4342. 893-4342. ABC Books, where saving money is as easy as ABC.
As parents, we know there are many options for the education of our children. Champion Christian School has been in our community since 1991 and is now located at 5850 Clark Road in Paradise. Champion Christian School is fully accredited, offering quality academic and athletic programs for grades 7 through 12. Champion Christian School is supported by your contributions. To make a donation, call 413-9802. 413-9802 or visit them online at championcs.org.
Do you need business cards, postcards, invitations, NCR forms? Does your business need an upgraded website? If you do, take a look at www.smallbizdesigns. That's www.smallbizdesigns.com. That's smallbizdesigns.com, where our customer service teams are online awaiting to help you.
Hi, this is your friend Steve Michaels inviting you to join me for a journey through the 20th century on The Afternoon Harvest, weekday afternoons from 3 until 6 p.m. on 104.5 FM and 930 AM, KKXX, Life Radio.
This is Live Local Talk.
Pastor Donald Jordan has a wonderful spokesperson. He is with the Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church, the Reverend Donald Jordan. He has sermons on KKXX on Saturdays and Sundays at 1 o'clock on this station. Saturdays and Sundays, sermons on KKXX with the Reverend Donald Jordan, Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church. And their services are held at 10 o'clock, Divine Worship Time, 10 o'clock at Redeemer Evangelical Church every Sunday. Sunday school at 9 o'clock. They're located over on Hawthorne. I think technically it's Moss Avenue, I think is your address.
750 Moss.
750 Moss, but doesn't Hawthorne run into Moss?
Right on the corner.
Right on the corner, yeah. We're talking about, are the Jews still God's chosen people? And I had Bill Sharman on, who's a strong believer. He was on yesterday, and he makes a very impassioned statements, and he has scripture to support his views as well, that His theory is this, that God, whether or not anybody is deserving, because none of us are deserving of God's mercy and grace and protection, but he made a promise, and for his own sake, God's own sake, he is going to keep that promise and keep his word, and the Jews will always be special, and God's chosen people, and that land will always be there, and he'll always protect it, because that was a promise he made. And almost for his own credibility's sake, God will always, always keep that covenant. And he makes a strong argument. Is there any validity to that point?
Yes, there is. Jesus said salvation is of the Jews. In the book of Romans, Paul talked about this special place in God's economy of using the Jews. And no doubt they did have a special place out of all the people in this world. What we confuse so often is the political state of Israel with the Israel of faith, and that's where I want to come from. What is the Israel of faith? That's the people of God who believe in Christ Jesus. In the book of Romans, it says, not all are of Israel who are of Israel. In other words, it's those who believe in Christ. They are the true Israel. So I would say you and I as the church today, as the believers, whether we're Jews or Gentiles by ethnicity, we are the Israel of God. Jesus certainly talked about this throughout the Gospels. He talked about those who believe in him and having no distinction whether you worship on Mount Gerizim, as the woman of the well talked about, or whether you worship at Mount Zion, and so on. What we have to look at is the seed of Abraham that is fulfilled in Jesus, who is the seed and who is the redemption. In Galatians 3, we also have passages of Scripture that talk about the blessing that we have in Christ Jesus. In Galatians 6, it talks about the church being the Israel overall. And there is no distinction in that sense. So what we have to look at today is to say, what would be the purpose of the land for Israel if they wanted that land today? Now, I leave those political considerations aside. That's not for me as a pastor and a theologian. That's for them to work out. But as a Christian, why would I want that land today? For what purpose? And there are some that think Christ is going to return there, set up the kingdom again, reinstitute the temple, and so on. We're not going to go back. Those sacrifices, that land has reached its fulfillment in Jesus. We look forward now to the new heavens and the new earth. So I think we're segueing into the whole doctrine of millennialism and whether Christ is going to come back and set up his kingdom there and rule, and there's going to be this mass conversion of Jews. Now, back to the Jews again. Yes, we pray for their conversion, for Gentiles' conversions. We make no distinction. We want all to be saved, and that's what Christ did by coming. So I think we can make a cogent argument, Jerry, and a very clear argument that a true Jew is a believer in Jesus. Romans 2 says there's no distinction. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Galatians erases this distinction between Jew and Gentile. We are one in Christ Jesus. And it is only those who are circumcised in their hearts, who have faith and trust in Christ, they are the true Israel of God. So I have no interest in saying, I have a right to that land as a Christian, as part of the grafting in, because I'm a Gentile, you are too. I'm not a Jew by ethnicity, but we're one body in Christ. So it does raise a lot of questions, and there is an intersection here. Those who believe spiritually the United States needs to keep giving billions in foreign aid to Israel, there are wholesale churches who believe that if we bless Israel politically, that our country's going to be blessed. And also, I might take a little exception to what we call American exceptionalism, too, as if this country is God's chosen land, too. Right. The United States has a special spot in God's heart. I would say no. It's all by grace as well. And going back to Abraham, there was nothing special in Abraham. There's nothing special in the Jews. It's purely a gift of grace. And the minute we try to give some kind of human credit or some kind of human standing to merit or anything, we run into trouble with this. And I think that's where the divide is coming even today. God's covenant is everlasting. It does last forever. And I know the other side would say, but Pastor, he says it's an everlasting covenant. Absolutely. Because Christ's covenant is everlasting. And we have something better than a dry, dusty piece of land that is very beautiful, by the way. Mm-hmm. We have the new heavens, the new earth, and that's what we look forward to, not another kingdom here on this earth.
Okay, so you think that that Israel has served its purpose in God's eyes, and that we're going to take a break, and we'll pick up on this. We're speaking to Pastor Donald Jordan, whose sermons, by the way, appear on this radio station on Saturday and Sunday at 1 o'clock. And if you want to learn more about his ministry at Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church, you could always give him a call at the office number there at the church is 342-6085. We'll wrap things up with Pastor Donald Jordan right after this short break.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
I'm Kristen, the mobile pet groomer. My van is my office, so I don't have a real street address for deliveries, but I do have a mailbox with
Robert. I own the UPS store near Kristen. I sign for all her packages and send out a text or email when they arrive. Kristen loves being on her own.
But with Robert's help, I'm not alone.
To find a locally owned center near you, visit theupsstore.com. We love small businesses. We love logistics.
There are three convenient UPS store locations in Chico on Mangrove, Skyway, and East Avenue. Or you can get more information at theupsstore.com.
After you enjoy the 4th of July this year, join KKXX the following Thursday night, July 11th in downtown Chico. The Thursday night market runs all the way from April 4th through September 26th. KKXX is proud to partner with the Downtown Chico Business Association to promote the wonderful and exciting Thursday night market. We strongly encourage listeners to participate in supporting downtown Chico as well as enjoying the benefits of the community and what Chico has to offer. Join KKXX on July 11th. Our featured downtown businesses, Kinder's Meats, Deli Barbecue. Perfect for any occasion, lunch, dinner, or catering.
Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
Ask yourself, what kind of example are you setting for others?
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
And welcome back to the show. I'm speaking with the Reverend Donald Jordan, the pastor at Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. Service time at his church is at 10 o'clock every Sunday morning, Sunday school at 9 o'clock. Before we're going to ask him before the half hour is up at 9 o'clock what his sermon's going to be, in the pulpit this Sunday, what he's working on, what his message is going to be. We want to wrap up our discussion today about Israel and God's chosen people and whether or not the Jews remain to be God's chosen people, even though they've rejected the Messiah. They rejected Jesus as the Son of God. And I think that's that really is the point that I think that maybe that's, sometimes we think about the greatest moment in world history. And, you hear a lot of people say, well, it was World War II, it was the Civil War, or whatever it was. The biggest moment that had the biggest impact in world history was right there, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. That was what separates so many peoples. I mean, it's really created, we forget what a revolutionary Jesus was. I mean, he truly changed the world, not just in a spiritual sense with his kingdom, but he changed the world the way we live geopolitically, even though he was not a political person himself.
Very pivotal, Jerry, indeed. As a Christian, as a Gentile, I look back and say, this is how God brought redemption for me, for you, and for all people through Christ, a Jew. Mm-hmm. Jesus was circumcised. He went to the temple. He upheld the customs. They offered the sacrifices. But then when that temple curtain tore in two, to the Holy of Holies, we have redemption in the blood of Jesus. And now everything is fulfilled. It's no longer necessary to be circumcised. Now we are baptized. And by the way, in Genesis 17, God said to Abraham that even that mark of circumcision was an everlasting covenant. So I would ask the question, should we still require circumcision then? Mm-hmm. I would say, well, yes, in one sense, it's now baptism. See, that's how it's everlasting.
Now, some people will say, Pastor, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, that's okay. But at any rate, all that reaches its fulfillment in Christ. So the question is, why did God choose Israel? Why did God give them that land? And we know from the New Testament, it was for the purpose of bringing redemption, and therefore now the church today is the fulfillment of that. Now, some label this what we call replacement theology. Mm-hmm. And that's a pejorative term. I would be accused of being a replacement theologian because mm-hmm. we believe that the church is now the true Israel, grafted into the mm-hmm. true believers and so on. But the purpose was to bring redemption. So the answer is yes, God has used that nation, he has used that land to bring about the fulfillment in Jesus. But there's still always confusion about this. Even the apostles in Acts chapter 1 asked Jesus when he was ascending into heaven, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom? They wanted him to restore the kingdom of Israel. And he said, no, I'm not going to do it. Mm-hmm. Jesus isn't interested in those kinds of things. What he is interested in is bringing redemption and salvation to all people. And therefore, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. There is no preference.
Did you believe, we don't speak for God, but certainly you speak for him better than I will be able to, but do you think that God has a special affinity? Richard Hoyt, host of Chico Now on his show, he's also a pastor of a church in town. He believes that God has a special affinity to Israel and that land because so many of the greatest moments in the world have happened on that piece of land that even today God still looks at that land favorably just because it's a special place for him. Do you believe that?
I don't believe God gives preferential treatment to Israel or to any other nation based on Scripture. Mm-hmm. I don't even believe the Savior wraps himself in the American flag mm-hmm. and that we're exceptional as Americans. Our Savior wraps himself in the cross, in redemption and forgiveness, and he gives that to all people. He gave it to the Samaritan woman at the well. He gave it to the Jews, and that's what God's preferential treatment is all about in Christ, in his mercy. And that's where I would stand, and I think that's where we would part company mm-hmm. with some of my evangelical Christian brothers and sisters in Christ, with all due respect. Which kind of leads me to, if I can kind of preempt you here a little bit or jump ahead to my sermon this Sunday in mm-hmm. Leviticus 19, where it talks about the holiness and how we're to treat one another. And it ties into the gospel of Luke 10, the parable of the Good Samaritan, mm-hmm. which is really interesting because God has all these commands about how we shouldn't cheat, how we should love other people and so on, and be a good neighbor to everybody. He says, I am the Lord. And you ask this question, well, who stands up to that holiness? Did Abraham stand up to it? Did Isaac? Can I stand up to that? And how do I know I have a place in God's eternal kingdom, leaving aside the whole issue of land in this world? Mm-hmm. My point is, who was the greatest neighbor of all? It's Christ, again. Mm-hmm. He was neighbor to everyone, to Jew and to Gentile. And because he gives us forgiveness and redemption, then we can live as God's people, showing love and showing mercy to all people, regardless of their ethnicity. I do want to say one thing, lest people think I want to mistreat the Jewish people and Jewish land. No, we have an obligation to love our neighbor as ourself. Now, again, I'll leave the politics to the politics, but as a Christian, I am called to love all people, Jew and Gentile, and bring the gospel to them. That's our focus as Christians.
Where should we go with this conversation? I want to continue this conversation to make sure we have it fully fleshed out, and every side has a chance to present its case. What kind of questions do we need to bring about here on this program so that people really understand? I had somebody yesterday in Walmart who came up to me and said, I listened to your show, and I'm interested in what you're talking about with the case of God's chosen people. We have about one more minute. Where do we want to go with this?
Well, I think you want to go directly to Scripture and say, what does the Bible say? Go to the Old Testament, then go to the New, and then ultimately bring everything back to Christ and the gospel. Otherwise, sadly, Jesus is going to be lost in this whole thing, and I think that's the great temptation. I think we can cite Bible verses back and forth. We can do that tit for tat all day long, you know, bottom line, and say, well, this verse says this verse says that. But you have to look at the whole of Scripture, Jerry, and the totality of Scripture, and the ultimate fulfillment of prophecy, which is in the new heavens and the new earth, not here on this earth. I think that's where you need to couch it.
Uh-huh.
But I think you have to study history. You have to study Christ's attitude toward this and that question, which I think is silly sometimes. What would Jesus say or what would Jesus do? We don't have to ask that question. We know what he did. We know what he said. My kingdom is not of this world. He's not interested in establishing a worldly millennial kingdom. He wants to establish his kingdom, and he's done it by reigning through the gospel and the sacraments in his church. And to remember that Jesus is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, even right now.
So this talk of Armageddon is going to happen in Israel, you don't believe that's the case?
There was a battle in the Old Testament, and I think that's a figure of the great battle, the cataclysmic battle that will occur at the end of time, and this great loosening of Satan. But to say it's a literal battle in the Valley of Megiddo in Israel, no. Not at all. Revelation has lots of symbols and lots of types in there that tell us of this great battle. But in the end, Christ is the victor.
Really good talking to you, as always. Reverend Donald Jordan, Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Jerry.
Okay, and his sermons are on this radio station, KKXX, Saturdays and Sundays at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And if you want to go to his service in person, his divine service time, 10 o'clock, Sunday school at 9. And for more information on the church, go to 342-6085, the number 342-6085. We'll continue this chat tomorrow. So long, everyone.
Holbrook's Clearance Center, the North State's number one furniture liquidators.
Holbrook's Clearance Center sells national name brand furniture at 50 to 75% off retail.
Come in and see unbelievable pricing on dining sets, coffee and table sets, and complete bunk beds.
Holbrook's also carries dressers, recliners, futons, sofa, and sofa love seat combos.
Holbrook's has something comfortable for every room in your home, and we'll sell you the inventory right off the floor.
Holbrook's Clearance Center is everything for your home.
Open 7 days a week.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.